Hey, what's going on, guys? If you got any questions or topics you would like answered on one of our reviews or the A Plus Hero Report podcast, please send your topics and questions into aplusopinions@gmail.com. That's aplusopinions@gmail.com. Also, do us a favor and follow us over at A Plus Opinions on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Hey, keep it A Plus. Hey, what's going on, guys? It is your boy Indy Uchiha, and you know I'm here to bring you the review for The Flash season 6 episode 7, The Last Temptation of Barry Allen, part one, meaning there will be a part two, which is dope to me because I really kind of dig the concept of what they're doing with this. It's like Spider-Man 3 but better. Listen to what I gotta say about this. Okay, this episode started out with a fight between the Elongated Man and Bloodwork. During the tussle between the two, CGI effects were lacking. We're really lacking. I've seen them do better, but I don't know what the budget was for this episode, so I can understand if the effects were a little less than par, but they at least did get the point down to we understood what was going on. It was just kind of sloppy when they were fighting in midair. But Bloodwork ended up throwing some of his plasma. I call it plasma. The black gook that he comes out of, and that looks like a Venom symbiote, into Elongated Man, slowly killing him, right? Breaking down his cells, slowly taking his body over, which I don't believe is going to kill him. It's going to make him into one of like them things that, you know, Bloodwork could control. You get Cisco and Killer Frost grab him, bring him back to the lab, work on him. They end up wanting to give him a blood transfusion. Barry has O negative blood, right? So he can, no matter what your blood type is, he can give you blood because he has O type O blood or whatever. So because Elongated Man has body is elastic, they can't get the needle on him. So Barry has to like phase through him with the needle to put the needle in his arm, which is really cool. It was an interesting way for him to use his powers at that point. Luckily, he didn't tap a vein that was going to, or like cut him or anything that's going to do something bad, because they thought about nothing about that. He just phased it in. And then he ends up giving him a blood transfusion in order to, you know, force the bad blood out or whatever, help more of the good blood get in. While he was doing that, unbeknownst to us, we didn't see it until it was explained to us later, a drop. Like, it was a minuscule drop of that plasma or whatever that Bloodwork uses ended up going back up the tube into Barry's arm. So now Barry is infected. His metahuman genes, his speed healing is fighting it off. So he really doesn't know at first. But when he goes back home, he has this vision of Ramsey standing there talking to him. And what it really is Ramsey's subconscious is in every cell of his body. You know, he controls all of that. And so it really is Ramsey speaking to Barry and understanding what's going on, because now he knows about Crisis. Now he knows what Barry's identity is, which he should have been able to figure out when he found out that Caitlin was Killer Frost, but whatever. It's worrying Barry. He thinks he's having a nightmare. He goes, lets Caitlin check him out. Man. It's not good. Caitlin's like, there's nothing wrong with you. It's probably just a nightmare. All your vitals and everything are checking okay. You know, if you feel like anything's wrong, else is wrong, come back and see us. So he goes back home, reassured that everything is okay, that there is nothing wrong with what's going on with him, right? Nah, bruh. He's in your system. You feel me? He ends up passing out while pouring water. He has Ramsey coming after him in different scenarios, trying to convince him to let him in, kind of like on the whole Bray Wyatt tip this fiend thing. Let me in, you know what I'm saying? Let me in, join me. It'll be better off for you, you know, telling him about how he can help him survive Crisis, he can help him save everybody, just different stuff tempting Barry to just stop and let go, right? Now Barry's done with stuff like this when people try to tempt him, not necessarily in his subconscious, you know what I'm saying, but he's dealt with being tempted by being able to solve the problem very easily. that is something that is interesting in this aspect, because with crisis around the corner, him feeling like the team and stuff is not ready, it's a little more scarier. It's a little more of, I don't know if I cannot say no, if this is going to be the thing that could save everybody. You know, he's really playing on the fear that Barry has is going on inside of him right now. So to me, that's real good. But in the other aspect of it, you have the Speed Force, which has come to Barry in the personification of his mother, and is telling him, we've been through this before. You have to fight. You have to defeat Ramsey. You can't let go. Your metahuman powers are fighting it off, but they're not going to be able to fight it off forever. You know what I'm saying? You need to be the Flash. You need to step up. The Speed Force seemed like it wasn't worried, because every time Barry's been in this type of situation, he's made his way out. He's always been there. He always chose the Speed Force. He's always been their saver. He is the balance. You know what I'm saying? Everything like that. So it was very interesting in what was going on in that aspect. And it just made it real cool that they did it with using Barry's mom as the image that the Speed Force came to, you know what I'm saying, in Barry's dreams. So made it hit a little bit harder when the decision was made and what Barry just, you know what I'm saying. I have to say that in this episode, Grant Gustin gives like his best performance ever that I've seen. Just like, he tapped into everything dark that was inside the Flash and let it go, because Bloodwork ends up using every trick in the book to try to get Barry to turn. I mean, he goes through everybody he's lost, you know, Nora, his mom, his dad, to just the feeling of him wanting to be a hero and save everybody. And just when he's at his lowest, looking like he's in a depression, the Speed Force comes to tell him, like, you're Barry Allen, you're the Flash, but lets it slip that the reason that Barry finds what Bloodwork is saying is so convincing because it is the truth, right? That him succumbing to Bloodwork can help avert what's happening in the crisis, plus save other people's lives, right? Barry goes ham on the Speed Force, right? At this, and just like lets everything out. You're the reason I suffer. You're the reason for everything. Why don't you have to suffer? It was just a compelling performance from Grant Gustin laying in the bed crying, just ready to give up, to him releasing the anger. And the cool thing that I thought that Bloodwork used that really got to it was the fact that he put him in a room with a baby Nora, right, that he couldn't touch, and Barry's just begging, just please, just let me touch her just once. And then Bloodwork's like, you can have this future if you let me in. I mean, it was emotionally draining watching this episode, especially after watching Flash after watching Arrow, since I watched Arrow before this and I was recording this and then watched it afterwards. It was just nuts to me. Another thing that went down is like when Barry was upset and all that, and he phased through the Speed Force in a similar way that the Reverse Flash phased through Nora. Nuts. And they even did a callback, just so you know that. You know what I'm saying? Just to show how upset that Barry was. Then you get Caitlin and Cisco. They try to inject Barry with Velocity to speed up his healing, but he pops out of it. You know what I'm saying? The Speed Force gets a second going, but he had already chose to help everybody, to let Bloodwork in. You get this kind of ominous scene with the Speed Force standing. You get like Bloodwork standing behind Barry, almost like his conscience, you know. And then when Barry comes back, you get Iris talking to him like, look, that's not Barry, because he's like very nonchalant. He's not answering questions the way he normally asks, and he's not looking at Iris the way he normally looks at it. So like when she tells Cisco that, Cisco comes over and talks to Barry, hey Barry, you good? And his eyes turn black, his mouth's covered in goo, and he speeds off, you know what I'm saying, to go be with Bloodwork. So this is going to be very interesting, because we know part two is the mid-season finale, and that should be the end of Bloodwork. Then we go into crisis, and when we come out of it, we'll have a new situation. So it's not the fact that we got here so quickly, or that It's not about how quick they're going to get Barry back, is what I'm trying to say. Because Barry's going to get back on the team very quickly because he has to be ready for crisis. So one more hour episode to settle all this is going on. It's not going to be no BS. It's just going to be boom, boom, boom. That's what the next episode should be. Most mid-season finales of The Flash are, you know what I'm saying, pretty much epic. So it's more about the journey it took us to get there for Barry actually to break down after everything he's been through, everybody he lost to get to this purpose to say, look, I give up. I give in to the dark side if you can save everything. So that is really dope. Now, on the other side, the thing that was going on with everybody else is we know that Nash told Allegra the secret of everything that was going down. Allegra confronted Iris about it. She found on the laptop 2 days before the crisis happened that Iris was writing the, you know what I'm saying, the thingy, the little report, the article about Flash disappears in crisis thing. Maybe she hasn't completed it, but maybe she feels like she has completed it. If she doesn't finish it, it won't happen, you know what I'm saying, type deal. Maybe that's a little bit on her of what's going on. But Allegra tries to confront her a little bit. Iris doesn't come out about it. She ends up finding a lead on the guys that were kidnapping Allegra's cousin. They approach a dude. He says he's like an Uber for rich people. He takes stuff that they want protected. They don't want to move themselves, and they move it for him. So everything checks out about that. He has a business card and everything. So they let that go. But then that person winds up dead in the same spot they met him at. So they go there. They're looking around. They say it looks pretty suspicious. I think Camilla was there too. So it's Camilla, Allegra, and Iris. Allegra did confront Iris earlier about the whole thing about the Flash and everything. That maybe she'd be right about that. Maybe she'd be worried about that. And, you know, tells her Nash told him. She comes out about everything. But it was funny because when they're at the scene of the guy's death and they were like, maybe it's more going on. We need to figure out, you know what I'm saying, what's happened. So, you know what I'm saying, Team Citizen is on the case. It was funny because Leg was like, maybe this is something that Barry's friend in the red should handle. And then Iris looks at her and was like, no, Camilla knows. And then Camilla was like, yeah, my boyfriend used to be Vibe. And then Leg was looking like, what? Like, you know, just out of it. So that was pretty cool. And then Nash uses some device to break apart the rock covering up the door to the monitor's hiding place. So we should be getting more of that next episode too, to the true setup, you know what I'm saying, to the first part of what's, well, I don't think Flash is the first part, but you know what I'm saying, to the Flash episode of what's going on with the crisis. But I can't wait. We got one more week before we get Crisis on Infinite Earths, and this was definitely an emotional and very good episode of The Flash. So guys, go ahead and hit the subscribe button. Hit the notification bell. Hit like, share this, put in the comments, let us know what you do like. And I did see last week, and I'm going to re-record it and put it back up, last week's episode of Flash, we had audio issues. I'm using a new program that basically records and uploads at the same time, but it does it privately. It can do it live, but it does it privately, so we don't have to worry about all the editing. It's kind of like we edit as we go type deal. And it was something wrong with the settings and the audio was messed up. So I already re-recorded last week's Arrow and put it up. I'm going to re-record last week's Flash and put it up right after this. So if you guys comment on this video, this week's Arrow video, last week's Flash, or last week's Arrow, we're going to choose a comment from each video. And that comment on each video, that person will get an A+ Hero Report t-shirt just for making us aware of what's going on. You know what I'm saying? So just go comment. And that's me saying I'm sorry, you know what I'm saying, for what happened. Because here at A+, we want to give you guys the best quality, the best reviews possible. So I apologize for that. We're going to pick one random comment from each four of the videos. And you will win A+ Hero Report t-shirt, guys. All right. So again, hit the comment section. Let us know what you thought about this episode. I will not be here for this Sunday's episode of A+ Hero Report. I'll be back for next week. It's going to start being every other Sunday. Work issues, you know what I'm saying? And if anybody is in the Chicagoland area, especially West Chicago, this weekend, the WC Social Lounge, My album release for Blood in the Water will be happening. You guys come check that out. I do believe the link, the ticket link for that is on last week's episode of A Plus Opinions. But you can also follow my Instagram and my Twitter at NerdMixAlpha to follow everything that goes on with that. All right, guys. So make sure you subscribe to the page. Make sure you follow us at A Plus Opinions, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And until next time, guys, as always, keep it A+. This has been a Nerd Mix. Indie out.